Chapter 1. The new sales road is digital. These are times of great change. Will they crush you or will they catapult you? Brian Halligan, CEO, HubSpot. I have been in sales for a long time. As a sales rep, prospecting was a pretty standard affair. You had a few options, like knocking on doors, picking up the phone, try to book a meeting with the decision maker. You might even go to a trade show, stand at a booth all day, or send out a direct mail piece and hope someone calls you. Well, things started to change when the internet took over, and I was ready when that happened to adapt and embrace the new digital world, and was always trying to find new ways to connect with my target client. But a pandemic would literally change everything we knew in sales and business. If you had embraced any digital technology before the lockdown, then you would be leaps and bounds ahead of your competitors. If you had not, you had a steep learning curve to understand how to do digital outreach of any kind. The pandemic has changed sales as we know it. Some of our targeted clients may never go back to working in an office. Working from home will be the new office. It may take years for trade shows to be a thing again, if ever. So clearly, the new sales road is digital road, mixed with a traditional road. And I will tell you from firsthand experience, it's a better road, a more productive and lucrative road. I want to start by saying, I'm not just writing a book about sales. I live and breathe sales every single day. I get up every morning and get ready to do sales battle. I'm excited, even just thinking about sales. I admit it, I'm obsessed with sales. My morning routine is pretty simple. Coffee, check email, prospect, message, set up virtual demos, follow up, repeat. It's like a sales exercise program. And just like exercise, the more you stick to it, the more results you see. And I'm very committed to my sales exercise program. You know why? Because it works. It wasn't always that way. I wish I had executed the 10 plus 10 sales system years ago. But you know what they say? Hindsight is 20/20. Oops, another eye-related pun. I think we all wish we had a crystal ball. It would make things so much easier. Life and business have been like roller coasters over the years. Some real ups and downs. Listen, I'm not one to rehash the worst times in my life, but life has liked to challenge me. I lost both my parents in my 30s. I lost a brother a few years ago. And I was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer in 2016, less than a year after starting my marketing business. The cancer was a tough one that really made me revisit my life and accomplishments. It is why I continue to strive to be the best. I feel an obligation to a higher power that allows me to live every day and not waste it. Some of those were the hardest times in my life, and they're also the ones that brought about the most amazing changes and pivotal moments that would change my life trajectory. Repeatedly, something in my life would change my direction. It got to a point that when something challenging happened, I would already start to look for the lesson or the sign of what it was supposed to mean or what I was supposed to do. I remember one of those first signs like it was yesterday. I was working as an optician and manager of a huge one-hour optical store. I was feeling very under-challenged in the role I was in. I'd been there a long time, and I felt a bit, well, stuck. I was sent to a customer service workshop, and as I listened to the presenter, I literally sat up in my chair, and I said to myself, this is what I'm supposed to do. She was inspiring and enlightening, and her message was so impactful. It was a very clear sign. I knew at that moment I wanted to do public speaking. I went back home and I set things in motion. You'll learn as you read, I'm a doer. So when I get an idea, I just put it into action. I set up a meeting with my supervisor and I told her my vision of speaking and training for our company.